Today is Thursday, July 6th, 2023. I am Kathleen Smith, indie author, blogger, and the CEO of Bears With Apps, and you are listening to Kathleen's Corner. And this is where I get to tell you a little bit about the places that I've been, the things that I have done, the new foods that I have tried, the fears that I have faced, and whatever is on my mind. Ha! So, today's podcast is going to be a little bit of two things. A fear that I faced and a place that I went. I think that's about right how it goes. So here we go. First of all, I hope everybody in America had a really nice 4th of July on Tuesday. The weather where I am was, for the most part, beautiful. We had a little bit of rain, but it did not stop the fun. And so I want to actually talk to you about what I did on the 4th of July with my husband. So we really weren't sure what we were going to do for the 4th of July. And me and my dumb ideas, I said, why don't we do a dinner cruise? Because my daughter and her husband one-on-one on Lake George, they absolutely loved it. Because they actually also love the water. Whereas I do not love the water. There's just something about it I don't like. I'm not really sure what at this point in my life. So my husband and I were trying to come up with a whole bunch of different things to do. Like, it was suggested that we go to Manhattan. I'm like, I don't want to walk around Manhattan on the 4th of July. That just seems not nice, not fun at all. And like, we were thinking, and then we thought about going to the Ark in Kentucky. I'm like, So finally I said, why don't we go on the dinner cruise in Lake George? And my husband just looked at me and he's like, you don't like the water. You don't like cruise ships. I said, I know. Isn't it crazy of me to suggest this? So we just decided to go. I decided it was time for me to face a fear. There's something about ships. I don't know. Maybe it's because of watching Titanic. I don't know. Maybe it's watching Jaws when I was growing up. I don't really know at this point. I always get this horrible, well, sinking feeling, if you will, that the ship is going to sink. And I'm not a very good swimmer. So, and yes, my imagination loves to run wild. And I told my husband, I said, I'm not a good swimmer. What if something happens to the ship? He's like, I'm a much better swimmer than you. It's not a big deal. If we have to, I will hold you. And I'm like, I know this is unrealistic. I know this is my mind playing tricks with me. I know, but it's a fear. Okay. Everybody has a fear of something. And I quite frankly have a fear of a lot of different things. I don't know why. I really don't know why. Maybe it's how I grew up. I don't know. All I know is I'm the one who decided on a dinner and a cruise in Lake George. My husband thought it was a wonderful idea. I literally could not get any sleep the night before this dinner cruise because my mind was going absolutely nuts. I'm going to lose this. This is going to happen. Blah, 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 blah. Well, the 4th of July was really, really nice. You know, we went up to Scroon Lake. We did this. We did that. Finally, it came time for the dinner cruise. And just as we were getting in line to get onto it, it just started to pour. So we went under this thing. Yes, I know this is a very long story. And we waited for it to stop. It slowed down a considerable amount. They were starting to load up. So we got on. We gave them our tickets. I honestly did not know what to expect with this. They brought us to a table for two. It was actually on, I don't even know, not the stir. I don't know what it, not the front of the boat. It was on the back of the boat. But that's okay, because while we were eating, the view was really cool. It just was absolutely gorgeous. And we got to see the water and the mountains. And I'm sorry for blabbing so much. So that table was ours for the entire 2 hours that we were on this ship. And the food was okay. I mean, probably should have went for the salad first and then went back up for the hot food, but we really weren't thinking. But we ate. So you can eat on this particular dinner and cruise ship in Lake George. before it set sail. Lots of people were doing it, which for my stomach was a nice thing to do. So, we ate, we enjoyed the food. And then I took my pocketbook, obviously, and we just, you know, we walked around the ship. We went up to it and, we went up to the back all the way on the top. Like literally when I say facing a fear, I go all the way when I decide to face a fear. We went up and we looked around. And then it was time for the ship to take off on its 2-hour journey. And, honestly, when it took off, I literally did not know that it took off. I knew that the captain had blown the whistle to let people know that it was getting ready to take off, but I literally did not feel that thing move. So all of a sudden I turned around and I'm like, oh, we're not near the dock anymore. And my husband was like, yeah, we took off a few minutes ago. I'm like, I did not feel that. You don't know how happy I was to not feel that. So we just, you know, start to go. And I was literally enjoying myself. And we went back down. I'm not quite sure why. We walked around a little bit. And then we went back up to the front of the ship so we could be on the very top while we watched it cruise along. And I have got to tell you, that was so much fun. I mean, the further the night went along, the colder it got. So I did make sure I had a nice long sweater with me. I wasn't afraid. I don't know what happened to me. I wasn't afraid. I was enjoying myself. It's quite possible the fact that I knew that we weren't that far from any land was very, very helpful for me. I think if I was on a much bigger ship, like the Carnival cruise ships that apparently are about 10 times wider than the ship that the cruise ship that we were on, the Genesis ship that we were on, and 10 times longer. I don't know. I really don't know. I think not being able to see any land around us would probably bother me. I don't know right now, and I'm not ready to take that jump and that leap for that fear. But I can tell you that this dinner and cruise in Lake George, it was really, really nice. It was a wonderful way to celebrate the 4th of July with my husband. Like I said, the food was okay. Probably should have waited. But that fact that I was able to stand on the very top of that dinner ship and just enjoy myself, feel the wind in my hair, watch the water, watch the sunset, watch the people waving at us from the docks where they're staying. It was really, really nice. It was fun. I was so relaxed, taking pictures with my husband, taking some videos. Actually, I have 2 videos on my YouTube channel that if you'd like to see, you can. I'll tell you about that later. I'm just totally stunned that I was able to face a fear, be totally relaxed about it, and have a great time. I mean, yeah, what a way to face a fear. Would I do this again with my husband? Yes, I believe I would. I'm not sure about the dinner because the dinner was just okay, in my opinion. Oh, but the dessert. They gave us a chocolate cake for dessert. That was really, really good, that dessert. That was worth it. And then when we were done with the dessert, yes, we went back up to the top of this dinner and cruise ship. And we stayed up there for pretty much the rest of the 2 hours. And it just was really, really cool. So I would have to say, if you are visiting Lake George for your vacation, I would recommend this dinner and cruise. I don't know how many people are in your group. So, and I don't know how much these tickets cost, but yes, you do have to pay for the dinner and the cruise. My husband paid for it, so I don't know how much it cost, but I do think it was worth it. If you love the water, you will love this dinner and a cruise. If you're not sure about the water, I would suggest giving it a try, because if I liked it, I'm pretty sure you will too. And like I said, if you're visiting Lake George or, you know, not too far from there, maybe you're visiting Saratoga for summer. I would take the drive up to Lake George and check out this dinner and a cruise. Don't exactly remember the name of the ship we were on. Something about De La Sacrament or something like that. It was nice. That's all I know is it was really, really nice. And there are three different cruise ships. Well, dinner ships. I don't even know what to call these things. I just know it's called dinner and a cruise. I guess it's a mini cruise ship? Like a mini cruise ship? Don't know. But I did have fun. I am like totally stunned that I had fun, but I did get to face another fear, and I'm glad I did it with my husband. And like I said, it was just so much fun, so much more fun than I expected it to be. I was not scared. I was not terrified. I was actually laughing and smiling and talking with my husband and just enjoying all of it and getting to see that sunset. That I think that was just the top of it. So yeah, I would recommend this. Whether you like water or not, I would recommend it. I mean, this has come from me, the person who, it's a big fear for me. So, I hope you enjoyed this podcast about dinner and a cruise. I hope it was informative. I hope it helped you. And, I hope you'll give it a try. If you didn't like it, I'm sorry. If you did like it, yay! But that would be it. I just wanted to tell you about a fear that I managed to face. And I had a great time doing it as well with my husband. Dinner and a cruise in Lake George. Yes, it was so much fun. And I would also like to tell you now about... So, if you like my podcast, if you have listened to other podcasts of mine, I would love it if you would subscribe to my podcast if you can. It just would be absolutely wonderful if you would do that. If you are interested, you can follow me on Twitter at SRKBear. My YouTube channel is Kat and Smith. That's KatAndSmith. I think I have 191 videos and shorts that you can choose from to take a look at. A lot of them are just a variety of different things. Lots of them are also about me promoting my business. So bear with me with that. But I think you'll enjoy those as well. If you'd like to follow me on LinkedIn, you can. Yep, I'm on LinkedIn. My blog is kathleensmith.org. No, I don't have any new blogs out. I really should write a new one. I know I should. But I have so many travel blogs for you to read. I have so many personal blogs for you to read. And that, again, is at kathleensmith.org. And like I said, this podcast is Kathleen's Corner. And I'm an author. I have books out that I would love, love, love for you to check out. You could read them. You could listen to them. They're on the KDB Select. They're on audio. My first book is Miscarriages, My Story. Tough thing to get through. Got through it. And if you'd like to know how I got through it, it's in the book. If you know someone who's going through a miscarriage and needs the help, my book can help them. And no, my book is not a self-help book. Nothing like that. It's how I got through three miscarriages. It's my personal story. So I hope it'll help you. Then there is Brooklyn Raised, Living Upstate. Yeah, the title really speaks for itself. I grew up in Brooklyn, lived there, moved to upstate New York, got married. And then there's a whole section about my mom that I just needed to get into there right after she passed away. Like I said, those books are on paperback, audio, Kindle, Kindle Unlimited. So very, very, very easy to get. And you could also get samples if you want to read the samples first or listen to the samples first. So there you go. How can I forget? I know I'm taking forever. We have apps. My company is called Bears with Apps. We literally have apps. Something for your entire family. At the moment, most of our apps are all educational apps. And I know school is out, but summer is still a good time for your kids to practice their writing. So we have writing apps. We have the kids writing pad mini. We have math apps. We have adding, subtraction, division, multiplication. They're all great tools for your kids to practice. We've got cash registers. Some of them are for just fun. I mean, really, you just press numbers and that's it. I find people like to play with the money. Then there's the toddler cash register, which toddlers actually love to play with, especially the money. We've got a spelling app, which is great tool for practicing spelling. And nine quiz, just a bunch of quizzes. Really, that's all that is a bunch of quizzes. We are trying to get more apps out. Not the easiest thing in the world to do, but as soon as I'm able to get another game out, I will let you know. I hope you will give our apps a chance, bearswithapps.com, and money back guarantee. So if you don't like the app, you can return it. That makes me sad, but it will make you happy. So there, it's a win-win situation for you. Okay, I'm going to go now. I'm just over 16 minutes, and I'm sure you're sick of hearing my voice. So I want to thank you so very much for listening to my podcast, Dinner and a Cruise on Kathleen's Corner, and I will be back when I am back. In the meantime, wherever you are in this world, I hope you have a good morning, a good afternoon, or a good night. And bye-bye from me, Kathleen, at Kathleen's Corner.